And welcome back inside the cave. Pat Hayes along with John Roberts this morning. And as promised, we have on the other end of our line John Borton from the Wolverine magazine. And John, it was a big day nationwide. It was National Signing Day, and the Wolverines picked up 23 over yesterday's time period, and looked like they did pretty well overall.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it, Pat. It's strange days now. It just doesn't seem like signing day is as big a deal as it used to be, because you know most of it, at least in Michigan's case, you know most of the guys that are coming in, and other things enter in. And we can talk about transfer portal and things like that, but certainly Michigan did what it wanted to do, brought in a lot of talent, hung on to defensive lineman Eno Etta out of Keller, Texas, a big 6'5", 270 defensive lineman. You got Cole Cabana, the running back out of Dexter, who is exceptional. I think he will really develop and bring some tremendous speed to this program in the backfield. And late addition, Jair Hill out of Kankakee, Illinois, 6'2", 170, a defensive back that some were thinking was gone to someone else. And he was a very late development, somebody that, that Jim Harbaugh stole out of Brett Bielema's backyard. This was one that Illinois was hoping to lock up, and that's going to wind up wearing the winged helmet. So, yeah, 23-man class, and it's got very good talent and a lot of development to take place, and it's going to be supplemented by a whole heck of a lot of veterans coming in as well.
Absolutely, and one thing that I really like, John, is the fact that they had every position group covered, both the offense and defensive line positions, and so a couple of edge rushers, and even the quarterback and kicker department. They addressed all of those areas.
Absolutely. You when you plug the holes, you see who's going to be out of your program, and you're developing for years down the road. A lot of these guys will really come into play in 3-4 years down the road. Certainly, we fans get excited about, okay, who's going to play right away? Who's going to do this? Who's going to do that? Who's going to be the next freshman that steps up, like a Will Johnson or someone along those lines? But you know that the heart of this thing is going to be other guys that develop over the course of several years and become those veterans that are mainstays. Some of which were key factors in what Michigan has been able to do this year.
John, this is John Roberts filling in for Jeff Bowman this morning.
Hey, John.
Can you speak to the wide receiver that I saw out of Alabama? I believe he was an Auburn commit at one point.
Yes. And
forget his name. So I've had it on the tip of my tongue, and now I can't remember it.
You're talking about Carmelo English.
Yes, that's the young man.
Yeah, he's 6 foot, 186. He's out of Alabama, and that was someone that, again, you know, you're stealing one from the big boys.
Yes.
You get a strong Bama recruit in their backyard, and they don't expect to lose any of them. And so, absolutely, that's a big win for Michigan. Carmelo English is another one. I had mentioned Hill, but English is another one that came in very late, and those kind of additions around signing day can really make a difference down the road. And that's one on each side of the ball. Michigan is loaded with excellent wide receivers. This is yet another one who has the speed and has the hands and and is very competitive. So to add to your secondary and add to your array of wide receivers late like that was is another big check mark for this class.
And, you know, looking at when you combine who they picked up out of the high school ranks yesterday with the players that came in through the transfer portal, really quite a year for Michigan. I'm big on the offensive linemen that they're bringing in through the transfer portal from out west.
Yeah. Oh, and there's no question. I mean, you talk about a 23-man class. Well, guess what? It's actually a 30-man class with seven veterans to this point. I mean, it's crazy. You talk about a four-star recruit in a class. Well, these guys would rank at least four stars on the experience alone. You are bringing in an entire, you know, three-fifths, 60% of an offensive line. You're talking about guys like Drake Nugent, the center out of Stanford, a 300-pounder, and his even more known teammate to Michigan fans, Miles Hinton. Mm-hmm. Chris Hinton played for Michigan. Miles made the decision to go to Stanford. Now he's coming to Michigan, 6'7", 320 pounds. Ladarius Henderson out of Arizona State, 6'5", 310. You pick up a tight end here just in the last couple of days in A.J. Barner out of Indiana. The kid is 6'6", 252 pounds as a tight end, and he was a captain for those guys. Also, Jack Tuttle, backup quarterback, Josiah Stewart, who is an outside linebacker, and I haven't even mentioned this one. This was the first to fall, and is probably might be one of the absolute keys to Michigan. Is the Ernest Hausman that they got out of Nebraska? The kid was only a freshman, 6'2", 220, but was one of the most exciting young players in the Big Ten as a linebacker, and he played a ton. And that's a big steal to plug into the what was a thin position for Michigan last year. So you're talking about all kinds of veteran talent coming in along with those young guys, and suddenly a class that was talked about that a lot of Michigan fans really worried about midway through this thing, all of a sudden looks a whole lot stronger in terms of what Jim Harbaugh and his crew put together to insert next year.
John, you talked about maybe the possibility of some of these incoming freshmen starting to play right off the bat. Now, sometimes that will precipitate maybe some of your regular Michigan players going to the transfer portal. Do we know of anything? It's probably a little bit too early to tell of, you know, who might be on that list.
Well, I mean, there's the ones that you know about already. Alan Bowman, no hard feelings there. You know, he said he loved his Michigan experience, but he wants to play. He was a veteran from Texas Tech, and he's moving on. And all the best to him. Eric All, we already knew about. Cade McNamara, a couple of two captains going to Iowa, and what a weird situation that is. But these are guys that in McNamara's place, he had been displaced by J.J. McCarthy, and certainly he wants to be the guy, and he will have a chance to do that in Iowa. And certainly same for Eric All. George Rooks, a defensive lineman, decided that he wasn't as big a part of the mix as he wants to be, and he's gone. So, yeah, there will be movement out as well as there has been movement in, as not only guys on the roster assess what the players coming in, but maybe even more so, in my mind, Pat, would be the guys that are coming in from the portal. Because, you know, you look at that and, okay, well, you know, this guy has played a lot and they're bringing him in. And is he going to take my spot? And this sorts of things, one that I have worked for. We had on our podcast this week, Mark Messner, that Michigan fans will remember as a great defensive lineman of those mid-'80s teams, mid and late '80s teams. And that was one of his biggest concerns with this whole thing. He's saying, boy, they will have plenty to deal with in terms of the chemistry on the team and holding it together from that standpoint, because you know you've been developing guys, and then all of a sudden, you know, you're bringing in veterans.
John, with the we're still, I think, really in the early stages of the transfer portal only being a few years old. Has that lessened the pressure? I mean, to bring in as many five stars, because a lot of these guys that you're getting through the portal are proven players at the Division I level. So does it take the sting out of maybe missing out on some of those higher ranked kids because you know you have guys that have shown there's film on these guys at the collegiate level as opposed to maybe just some high school film, and interactions?
I think that is 100% absolutely the case because, you know, like I said, partway through this recruiting season, people were saying, oh, my word, look what's happening. Mm-hmm. This is not going to be the typical Michigan top 10 or top 5 recruiting class. What are they going to do? They're not, they need to up their NIL game. And some people will say that is the case anyway, and I think that's going to happen. But they've declared that they're not going to outbid people for freshmen and play that game and that sort of thing. And there was really a concern. Oh, this thing is, yeah, you're succeeding on the field right now, but this whole thing is going to take a dive. And that entire narrative changed when you are bringing in veterans. You got a kid not out of high school from last year, mm-hmm. but out of Nebraska.
Sure.
That was a standout linebacker and showed great instincts. And these veteran offensive linemen to come in and plug in. And I mean, we saw what Oluwatimi did this year.
Yeah.
Not only becoming the best center in the country as the Remington Award winner, but also a tremendous leader and a tremendous teammate, a guy that committed to fitting in. And if they get these other guys to do that same sort of thing, okay, hey, boys, you're jumping on board with a big-time winning program that's one of the best in the country right now. Get on board. Then you really have something going.
Well, and I think, too, specifically focusing on the offensive and defensive lines, Michigan is putting guys maybe more so from those position groups into the NFL, which makes coming to Michigan, if you're a lineman on one side of the ball or the other, even more appealing.
No doubt about it. Young man, you've had a nice career somewhere else, and it's getting late, and you want to get drafted. How about if you come to the biggest stadium in the country mm-hmm. and showcase and be involved in the Michigan-Ohio State rivalry and have 17 million people watching one football game that you play in, not just 110,000 in the stadium, and you get to be coached by some of the best coaches in the country and that are proven developers of NFL talent. That's pretty attractive.
And, John, I want to mention Cole Cabana out of Dexter, going to be an early student at University of Michigan. Do we have many players that are going to come in early?
Yeah, well, I don't have the entire list of guys that are going to come in early, but that certainly has become more and more of a real gateway to the field because those guys that think they're going to have that chance, I believe Etta's another one that's going to be coming in early. But as you look down that list, it's guys that have been able to make it work with their high school, but also are looking towards next year and knowing that they have a chance to get on the field early. And you mentioned Cole Cabana. Think about Michigan at running back.
Yeah.
You think, okay, well, if Blake Corum comes back and you've got Donovan Edwards, where's there any room? Well, guess what? Both of those guys got hurt this year and were out for a while, and there certainly is room. And if you're Cole Cabana and you want to be the next Blake Corum, no better time than to jump in there and get some snaps and be there if somebody goes down next year.
All right, and we really haven't talked anything about the Fiesta Bowl coming up here in another week, but is signing day kind of a distraction for at least the coaches, I know.
Yeah, no doubt about it. You get that knocked out. But these guys, I guarantee you, they have been working overtime in terms of getting ready for TCU and getting ready for guys like Max Duggan, who is just tough as nails as the quarterback. And they got a 100,000-yard rusher in Kendre Miller, almost a 1,000-yard receiver in Quentin Johnson. This is an offense in TCU that you're really going to have to. Michigan's going to have its hands full on defense. And I know that they will come prepared, and Michigan's offense is going to have to be prepared to score with them and just keep putting points on the board, kind of like they did down in Columbus, Ohio.
We'll talk a little bit about that next week on Inside the Cave. But, John, before we let you go, Michigan basketball, they dropped one to North Carolina. To me, it looks like Hunter Dickinson just isn't getting the ball enough.
Yeah, I get that. And you certainly want to have him operating at a high level. They will continue to develop. And you would like to see that and them work through him more, because when they do and when he's successful and when he's kicking it back out, then you get more of those open shots to the Jet Howards and guys like that. This is a team that's still finding itself. You're talking about four new starters around Hunter Dickinson. And what they've proven is they can stay close in these big games, the Kentuckys and the North Carolinas. The next step was going to be learning to get over the top and win them. And can they do that here in the next couple of months? So it's going to be the big test for this team and for Juwan Howard's coaching staff, is to get in those games, stay in them, and then come out on top.
John, we are out of time here on Inside the Cave, but certainly we want to remind folks how they can get a copy of the Wolverine magazine.
Well, you can sign up for the Wolverine magazine, and this would be your first issue. Would have big breakdowns on all these new signees. And you just call 800-421-7751, and they will hook you up with a subscription, the monthly subscription to the Wolverine. And you can check out every day what we do on the On3 network, on3.com, and look up the Wolverine. We're cranking out the analysis and the podcast and the copy every day.
Sounds great, John. And are you going to be going to the Fiesta Bowl?
I will not be making that trip, but we will have it well covered, so I'll be manning the fort back here.
All right, John. We'll be happy to talk with you next week about the Fiesta Bowl here coming up next week.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, Pat.
Thank you, John. John Borton from the Wolverine magazine, our guest here on Inside the Cave. We'll be back with our final segment right after this.